Hi. Good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
Tim DeMara.
Hi, Tim. How are you? And how can I assist you?
Pretty good. So I'm on the leads. They're supposed to be giving me leads. I paid the $750 or whatever it was. And so I don't know how this works, but I've only gotten one lead, which isn't anything. I got some recording. So I don't want to be charged for this lead because, so how does that work?
Oh, sure. Let's go ahead and review your account. Let's see what's going on. Rest assured, we'll get to the bottom of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me see here. This is for all stage construction?
Yes.
I have your account, so let me just go ahead and review it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I see you were referring to Google Verified, which is a paper lead campaign. Now you wanted, or now you said you don't want to get charged for this. May I know the reason why? Like, is this not
a lead? Well, no, I've already paid the $700 to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only gotten one, I've got one lead. But the lead doesn't, I can't get a hold of anybody on the lead. So do I get charged for that, or how's that? How do I get charged for this lead, in other words?
Yes, for leads, it has to be, like, first, you need to be very responsive with regards to your phone calls. It is harder to dispute a lead if you're not able to answer the phone call. So with regards to this, I see it's a 4-second call. Let me try to listen to this. Well, it says hello. I'll go ahead and let the team know about this and see if we can dispute this. But ideally, we're able to dispute leads as long as it's captured that they are telemarketing calls or they did not inquire for your services.
Yeah. Okay, how much is that lead supposed to cost me?
I can go out and check how much is the cost, the usual cost per lead. Hold on. It says it could be ranging from $41 to $54 per lead. Let's see. Yeah, it's around $41 per lead, sir.
Okay, so this is a lead that has gone nowhere. I can't get a hold of these people. It's a telemarketing thing, I think. So I don't want to be charged for that.
Yes, sir. I'll let the team dispute that charge.
Okay. And
so every time you happen to receive a phone call, a lead, first, do you have the Splash app or the dashboard?
No.
No? Well, I would highly recommend either downloading the Splash app or logging on to your client dashboard, especially now that we have your Google Verified. That way you can tag them as not valid, and then at the end of the month, you can text us and say, can you please dispute the charges that I tagged as invalid? Or you can call us and say, these are the invalid leads that I got. I need help in disputing them.
Okay. How do I get the app?
I will send you an email with the login credentials. That same email at the bottom of it, you will find two icons that you can click. If you have an iPhone, click on Apple Store or App Store. If you have an Android phone, click on the Google Play Store. It will route you to
I have an iPhone.
You can download the app. Okay. So, just in case, click on the App Store icon at the bottom of this email. Let me just send it to you. And I see that you have previously reset your password. Do you still remember your password, or let's hope
no.
that your device...
Sometimes yeah, I don't
your
remember
device
much.
Will remember the password. So let's try
it. It did, but it wouldn't log me in.
Do you want me to reset your password?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do that. I sent you the first email. Just go ahead and open that email. At the bottom of it, find the one that says App Store.
I don't see anything that says App Store on here.
Let's see. So at the bottom of that email, would say, like, not really at the very bottom, but I'd say, like, three-fourths part of the email. It says, download now. Get started with the local Splash app today. And below that, there are two icons. So it says, get it on Google Play, and then the other one says, download on the App Store. That's right above the business hours.
Okay, let's see here. Click the link below for a video. Download now, get started with local Splash app.
That one.
Okay. Yeah. So what do I do? Download on App Store.
Yes.
It says get. Okay. So it should have the app now.
Okay.
There it is.
Once you have the app installed, then it will ask you for your username. That's basically just your phone number. For the password, I reset it. So the new password should be PPC Splash.
PPC? PPC Splash.
Correct. Correct. One word,
okay.
All lowercase.
Okay, so that's the thing now. Local Splash, and it takes me to a microphone.
Yes, say allow.
Okay. Mm. Okay, it's telling me I need a code. Code popped up,
went away before I could read it.
Can you check if it's on your Facebook, on your text message SMS?
I did, and it's not.
Oh.
Oh, wait, there it is. It came up now. Oopsie. Hang on a second. Okay, now, there's that. So now what do I do? It's not telling me to sign in or anything.
Well, I don't know. It's not telling me to reset a password or anything. When I go to my leads, there was a time where they were sending me leads that weren't even in my area. They're out of state. So that's a problem. So let's see. I don't know. It's telling me results.
Analytics. 149 new leads. What? It's not telling me anywhere to sign in.
Well, if you're already seeing like local leads, listings, reviews, do you see those things or not yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on the local leads.
Okay, I did.
And that's where you will see all your leads.
Yeah, so all of these leads, I'm not getting charged for these leads, am I?
The only thing that you will get charged for is the one that says Google Verified. Notice the very recent lead that you've got, it has like the G icon, so that means it's Google Verified. You can also filter the leads by the lead type. So if you see like the computer icon or the desktop icon, that's not charge.
No, I don't see that.
But do you see
follow up needed, follow up needed, follow up needed.
Yes, that
and
one. The one
a lot of these aren't even in my.
Sorry, go ahead.
None of these are in my area, except one. Of which that I'm already doing the job that it didn't come from you guys. The lead came from somebody else.
All right. Let's review your service areas. Can you check on business info? There should be the burger line or the three lines in the upper right-hand corner of your app. And then click on it, and then down at the bottom you will see business info.
Okay, I'm on the home page now. And what do you want me to click on?
Do you see business info from there or no?
Info? Business info?
Business,
no.
Yes.
No,
okay.
I don't see that.
Do you see the three lines on upper right? On the upper right, there should be three lines in there. Click on
right
it.
There.
You will find business info.
All right, got it. Let's see here. Keywords. Okay, no service area added, it says. Mission, tagline, no, brands, License number, no data available. Memberships. Data available. Okay, so what am I looking for here? Says business, service area, no service area added. So, add a service area.
For the service area, I see Madera County and Madera.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I see that now. It finally popped up. But there should be Fresno in there, so I'm going to add that. Fresno. County. Okay, I added it. Let's see, it doesn't look like it added it. Do you see it on your end?
It will go to our back office for review, and they're the one who will approve it. Once approved, that's when it will reflect on the dashboard as updated.
Okay, so the leads will come by email or phone call. Is that right?
Yes, they will come in as phone calls, and you will eventually. Also going to get a text message with that leads information.
Okay. All right. So then I've disputed that one, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other questions?
No, not right now.
Well, I appreciate your time today. You're welcome, sir. You stay safe. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.